systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 288, the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/live. That's where you should be. /feedback. You can type shit and we'll read it. Or you can give us a call. Actually, you can't because we're going to use the phone here in a minute.
Yeah, phone is out of order.
Out of order.
Unless you have money.
You would think that if you were here earlier, you'd be like, why am
try
I getting...
and donate. Maybe it'll work.
Why am I getting a busy signal? Because Skype does that.
So it's episode 288.
Yeah.
We are slowly creeping up on 300.
We
That's
are.
Pretty cool.
Slowly but surely. At the beginning of next year, we'll be episode 300 sometime.
No, it's kind of embarrassing next to thousands of episodes.
But hey.
We're getting there.
Slowly but surely. So how are you?
I'm fucking tired.
You look like shit.
And I actually got my ass handed to me at work today for the first fucking time.
Really? That place actually got busy enough for them to make you get your ass handed?
Yeah, it was weird. Like,
that's awesome.
It was dead and they cut the one cook that was supposed to be there. And then as soon as she left, boom, I got fucking hammered.
Nice.
And it was gay. And then as soon as that died, the dish pit was piled high and I had to do that. And then I had to do a bunch of prep work. And
do you still proudly wear your dishwasher badge?
No, I wear a fucking chef's coat.
But do you wear do you wear your chef's coat when you're washing dishes?
Yeah, I do.
So you take when do you ever take your chef coat off?
I took it off today while I was making fries for the night, and just because the sleeves get in the way of reaching for shit. And my boss comes downstairs and he looks at me and goes, "Where's your chef's coat?" I'm like, "Hanging up on the wall." He's like, "Well, put it back on. You look like a fucking sketch pad." I'm like, "Thanks, douchebag." So. That was the one time they've seen me without my chef's coat on or a long sleeve shirt.
And he comes and yells at you about
it?
Yeah. What
a dick.
Or like,
I reach in the window for something and they see my tattoo on my wrist. They're like, "What's that?" Like, it's a birthmark. Leave me alone.
A chick with a tattoo? What are you, a dyke?
I know, right?
You got a penis in there?
It's like they've never seen tattoos before. It's like some kind of fucking taboo thing over there. It's like, come on, people.
See, I wasn't that far off when we first met. And I was like, man, that chick is weird or it's a dude.
God, 6 minutes into a broha, it's like so blatantly.
It sucks.
I'm not weird. Fuck you, dude.
First
it was
impression.
So fucked up. You're
first
like
impression.
The girl with all the piercings in her face. Yeah, that's not even what makes her weird. She's just
and
fucking
now look.
Weird.
And now look. You live with me.
And you love me.
We have sex at least every other night.
And you still think I'm weird.
Well,
whatever.
That's fine.
I don't wear a Stewie hoodie anymore.
I got a quick mention here, real quick, before we get into our interview. If you are in the chat at thejamhole.com/live, you will notice there's more people than usual, unless Danny's wearing a titty shirt, then, you know, this is about where it's at. But you might see some different names in there. If you're a fan of Keith and the Girl, you will recognize some of them. But yeah, we're going to interview Keith Malley here in a few. I'm excited. Honestly, when I. Well, I'll mention this in a minute. So, you know how I'm always talking about when I'm at work and I'm the water guy, right? So everyone's got to say something fucking clever to the water guy, like, "Got enough water in there? Blah, you must be thirsty." I've heard it all.
Have you heard, like, all the Adam Sandler Waterboy jokes?
That I was just going to say, there's a few places I go to and they're
Waterboy.
Like, "Hey, Waterboy." I'm like, "Hey, old cougar chick, you fucking skank." And
has anybody came up to you and been like, "Water sucks"?
No.
Saying that stupid shit to you?
I would probably punch them in the face.
Throw a whole fucking 50-gallon jug of water at their face.
I've accumulated enough unemployment at this point that I would punch a bitch in the face to just be able to chill if they said that.
I wanted to point out something. I don't exactly know who it was in the chat who said it, but I saw it. And
please.
They're like, "This guy is way fidgety," but if you look back in older episodes, holy crap, dude. I used to sit next to you, and you like smack me when you're talking because you talk with your
That's
hands.
That's the Italian in me. I'm half Italian, half Mexican, and the Italian part of me wants to do this. Also, I rap sometimes, and
he
when
talks like this, like his hands
talk with your hands.
Something you should learn sign language and just fucking sign while
and
you're
talking. I did a bunch of coke before the show, so
oh well.
Just
want to
mention
that.
But yeah. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
You're
so
like still compared to what you used to be. So.
I am. Like I'm much more calm in. Inside.
I still would not sit next to you and do a show.
Do you feel
fear of a black eye?
Do you feel the serenity that is just
no.
emanating off
no.
of my being?
No.
To my very core.
No, you're full of yourself.
Not at all.
Knock it down a notch, water boy.
Bong the Gong says, Matt J. Fox. Yes, and I have Parkinson's.
Right.
That might have a little to do with it.
Maybe you got it from
How
your
freaky would that be if, like, in my 50s, they diagnosed me with that, and I just think back, I'm like, fuck.
I've had this since I was born, I swear to God. Like,
prevention is the best medicine. Damn it!
The only time you're still is if you're zoned out on the computer trying to fix your complex that someone has obviously
Thank
given
you for
you,
that.
Or you're sleeping.
Or I'm stoned. I get right. I get chills fuck when I'm stoned.
Like you can't even sit still when I'm giving you a blowjob for fuck's sake. Like
that's your fault. That's your fault.
Legs
so,
go up in
okay.
the air.
I'm at the pawn shop, right? Down here at the pawn shop. Okay. Big old fat guy, redneck, totally. Big old fat redneck truck. Fucking deer antlers on the front of it. Rack a rifle in the back.
Nice.
Dreamcatcher hanging, obviously his reservation Indian
wife.
Did he
look like his wife?
Kind of.
Was it his sister?
Possibly.
Okay.
So I'm getting out and I got.
Did he have all of his teeth? Just curious.
I didn't check. I didn't give him a dental examination, but next time I will. Thank you. So I'm getting all the water jugs and shit, and he walks by and he's like, hey, why don't you go ahead and toss a couple of those in the back of my truck there? And I'm like,
go fuck yourself.
Okay. And he walks in, and I go, and I do my delivery and shit, and I come out, and I grab two jugs, and I go and put them in the back of his truck. Because I don't know. Sometimes people will walk up to me that have accounts with us, because the name of the business is on the side of the truck, and they'll be like, hey, can you throw a couple of those in the back of the truck? And I do, and they're like,
well,
when
they do that, I'd be like, can I get your name real quick and just get their
right,
name?
Right, well, he said it as he was walking, so I fucking, I go in there, and I do that, and
like
I put him in.
That's like the beer guy joke. My car's over there.
Yeah, oh, I get that, too. We talked about that a long time ago on this show, about how, like, people in dentist office and doctor's offices are like, are those filled with vodka today? And I'm like, man, if I'd make a mint if we did that. But so I put him in the back of his truck. And I'm waiting out there, and he comes out, and he's like, he gives me this weird look, like, I was totally just joking, and I flip him a weird look back, like, make your jokes funny, and he's like, no, no, I was just kidding. I'm like, well, do you not want these? Because you sounded really serious when you said it. It was, like, so awkward, and he had the dumbest look on his face. It was stupid. And then I made him move them back.
Yeah.
Cuz that's how
I don't know what how I would react if like at Famous Dave's when the beer guy is rolling in with kegs and I always joke around like, "Hey, you know, stick one in the back of my car. It's right there. It's the silver one." Like, how weird would that be if I came out and there's a keg in my
I know.
Car?
Like, well, why
like, I'd just be like, "Thanks, later."
But is it that people have to say something? Like, do you really have to say something to this kid that's
people,
working right now that bad and that's all you can come up with?
I think 80% of people have a natural need to say something if they make eye contact.
Is that what it is? I just
think
need
so.
To start walking around staring at the floor again. Because I used to do that.
And
my
boss hates that unless you have a penis, which then it's okay.
But then people always right. are like, look people in the eyes and shit. And it's like, well, some people are like dogs. And if you do that, they get freaked out.
That's why you just stare at their middle of their nose. You don't really look them in the eye. But
yeah. Anyway, I hate fucking people like that. So we have with us a stand-up comedian.
A blind guy who can't navigate sights.
Oh, that's not nice. A stand-up comedian, 6 CDs this man has out, very impressive. An actor, did you know that?
I have
An
not
actor,
seen the movie yet, so
a world,
I don't have anything to say
a
about
world,
it yet.
A world-renowned podcaster, Keith Malley from the Keith and the Girl Show, finally on the jam hole.
Do we know when his movie's coming out?
We will ask him.
He should donate a copy of that movie to us.
And we'll review the fuck out of it.
We will do a review on it and...
Keith Malley, yeah, how the fuck are you doing, sir?
What a boy!
What's going on? Oh, please, please keep doing that.
It's great when it's actually put into perspective, because you make fun of me for being a dishwasher slash cook, but you don't realize you're a fucking water delivery guy. Go fuck yourself.
Right, thank you. I did. You guys have a water cooler, I've noticed. Does someone deliver that, or do you guys go pick it up?
We live the life. We get it delivered to us. I don't think I'm going to carry around my own water.
Obviously. Oh my God. Are you guys like an asshole to him? Do you crack jokes to him? Like, put some vodka in that?
They leave it at the... they leave it on our porch. I would never let a water guy in my house.
Nice. Good choice. Good choice. We actually...
Did I hear, by the way, that you want to punch somebody when they say water sucks? Who's telling you, first off, water sucks, and that's what gets your goat?
No, no.
Water does not suck.
It's the fact that they're quoting a stupid fucking movie and that I've heard it so many times. It could be anything, but it's the fact that I hear that over and over and over again all day.
It's like,
that,
haha, water boy, Adam Sandler, blah.
And it's like, well, yeah.
Let me say this too. Can move on. Your website's fantastic.
Thank you.
Can't believe I said.
Hey, right back at you, buddy. Right back at you. It's
very easy to look at.
I
had
know
to ask you specifically what time's the interview, because I couldn't figure it out on your site. But it is my fault, and your website's fantastic. I remember some time ago, you guys could use some money. So Danny was talking to me about, hey, I have a sex tape.
Oh, God.
Danny's saying this.
That's
of Matt and myself,
tape.
And I'll give it to you guys for $100.
Wow, way to sell it out, Danny.
That's the secret tape. Right,
so we're in. I'll pay $100. Done.
What?
And so she goes, okay, talk to Matt about it.
Yep. I was like, peace.
Hey, Matt, how you doing? I want to see you fuck your girl. Is that okay? What should I pay? We worked out $100.
We might have to make you a new one. That old one's just not...
Bloody and disgusting. Why would you even bring that up to this man?
Dude. Do you know... bloody mess.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah.
Why would you even say something like that?
Because someone had leaked it and mentioned it to him, and I walk in the chat room, and he's like, so what's up with this sex tape? And I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck did you hear about
that? That's the first thing you hear when you roll in there. Just
yeah, it's
like,
because
hey.
We had talked about it on our show, and one of our fans went and talked to him. And
right.
Fucking, it wasn't my fault.
Thanks,
fuck
guys. Me. Fuck.
Yeah, if you really want one, we'll have to make you a new one, because that one's just a bloody non-coming mess.
Okay, so first of all.
I'll take both and see how you improved. Also, let me say this.
Oh,
Danny,
critique
it's okay when he twitches when you blow him. That is a compliment. You just calm the fuck down and come already.
Not
okay.
When his
That's
legs
good.
Go
That's,
all the
you're
way
doing
up.
Doing good.
Awesome. So, first of all, I just want to say, I started this show a long time ago. I need to come out and tell you this and be truthful. I'm a private detective that your dad hired to start a podcast to get close to you, to give him right. information. But you're a nice guy, and I can't do that. So, I'm going to have to give him his money back. But I just want to let you
what's
know.
What's he pay?
He pays $50 an hour with a $1,000 down.
Really?
So, yeah.
What house did I grow up in? That's interesting.
I know, isn't it? I guess being a preacher pays well. Now, Keith, what the fuck did you do to your computer? Like, honestly, is it because shit gets spilled on it so much, or you let other people in there that fuck with it, or what?
Let me tell you about Matt. Matt rates me.
No. Tell
him. I see a computer crashing all the time. Something's definitely wrong. Now look around, pick up a newspaper, turn on the TV. I'm not the only one having computer problems.
But
maybe
out
problems
of-
is that Windows has these people working for them that are 12 years old. This was my idea.
Could be.
Well, I would like a scientist to work on the computer,
but
and maybe
listen,
that would help.
Listen, I listen to a lot of podcasts because I drive all day, and out of all the shows I listen to, yours is the only one that has a computer rebooting during the show at least once an episode. That's what
I have a lot going on. I'm the only one that cares enough.
That could be it.
I
okay.
kind of envision it as Keith just... Key smash, fuck, what's wrong with this thing? Like banging on the keyboard, like, why blue screen of death? Like,
hey, she's right.
I can totally see that. Not everybody comes out wanting to take apart computers and program
their
own
shit.
Well,
I know, it's another weird OCD thing I have. Like, I was at my boss's house the other day, and I went there to hook up his network and ended up fixing like 10 other things. I can't help it. I just, I'll sleep at night and just I'll be thinking about it, like, oh, there's more shit that needs fixed.
It's something you're obsessed with.
It is. It's fucked
Keith
up.
Would
I
have
can't.
To be obsessed with his computer being perfect, like you, for it to never crash.
Are you like that with anything though, Keith? Like, are you super obsessive about your stand up or anything like that?
The stand up, sure. Our radio show, sure. I'm not obsessive per se about my computer. I just don't think it should be crashing every 3 hours.
I can't see Keith being any kind of OCD whatsoever.
Really?
Not at all. No, he just seems lax and just wants to chill back and talk and drink beer. That's the kind of dude I see. I'm sorry. I don't know.
So in the history, you guys have over 1,000 episodes, over 1,100 now. How many have you actually lost, like, in that period? Do you keep track of that at all, or...?
Well, first off, I don't feel comfortable talking about the podcast at all, if that's okay.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. Now, of course, let me see. Maybe in the whole history of things, maybe, I'm going to say three.
Really?
I'm going to say three should lost. I think so.
That's impressive. We've lost two. Actually, we lost one, and it was the show where we got this holy water here. I got it from a Catholic church, and we were taking shots of it. And this was back when we were doing shows on live video.
Such a good show.
The Cool Edit crashed, so I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll get the archive off of live video. Live video had just so happened to also have crashed. So I was like, huh, that's
the only one
weird.
We never got anything from.
Yeah, just the one, though. But so you're saying out of 1,000, I have a couple more to look forward to, huh?
It'll happen. It's still computers. You know, people that are picking between Windows and Mac. My Mac fucked me up. It's a computer.
Yeah,
it's a fucking computer.
Yeah.
But quit bragging, you know, anything, whatever Mac's up to. I don't know. G5, I have no idea. But I know Windows is up to 7. Just go back to number 1. Go back to when you put 1.2, 1.6 million. Okay, we're not up to a new operating system for any of this shit. And again, this is why robots are going to get us.
Could you imagine doing a podcast on a DOS computer? Like, I was on 3.1.
It's all the same to me. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with Keith. Like, I just don't dig computers. So I'm glad I have you and you do it and I just kind of talk. And
so I was doing a little research about you and I came across your wiki.
Wanted?
That's invasive.
What?
That's invasive.
Yeah,
a
little bit.
Is he wanted? Does he
I'm thinking, like, I'm about to interview someone who does a podcast about their life. Like, you put everything out there. What do you ask that person? You could just be like, listen to this episode, listen to the beginnings, this and that. Like, you know, so I was trying to do some digging. And it says here you were reportedly in a movie. So that took me to your IMDb page. There wasn't really much on there. And I noticed this week... Well, check this out. This week, did you know that your popularity has gone down 36%?
No, I did not know that. From my movie career? No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's a, you know what? It's the season. It's a Christmas season.
You blame it on that?
People want to see a low-budget horror movie that didn't come out yet. They want to see something uplifting. And that's fine. That's fine. Now, just wait until the spring, my friend.
Does that hurt you, like, in your...
It's actually... No, it's good news. Anytime, sometimes and your popularity goes down, it's even better.
That's not what I meant, smartass.
Dude, his movie is coming out at the same time Avatar just aired.
Well,
think about it. Who the fuck's going to want to see?
Is there a release date Avatar. Set? Because I looked a little bit.
What?
I forget. No, I have no idea.
Okay.
It's a horror movie that I did for a friend, and I don't know what's going on with it.
I just thought it was cool that you had an IMDb account, which makes you an actor. You know, you are a legitimate actor now.
I'm a quadruple threat.
Fucking A.
Is it really gory?
So,
I love gory horror movies.
Yeah, it's that's all it is. It's gory. You go to a site. I think it's, what is it called? She's Crushed.
Yeah,
you get a site where you can find it and you see other movies like Hitler's harems and it's all porn and bloody shit. And the one I'm in isn't necessarily porn, but you go to a site that has my movie, it's just the sickest movies related to it.
We should make sure we get a copy of
that. That's awesome. I look forward to pirating
I'll give you guys for $100. Absolutely. I got to tie it to my girlfriend, though.
Okay, perfect.
How about we just trade you a
so,
porn for it?
When I was on your IMDb account, I noticed that there were some comments there. The first comment said, greatest human being ever. Do you agree with that? Are you the greatest human being ever?
I'm a good person.
Okay. The next comment in reply to that said, great... or greatest actor ever?
I am pretty good.
I think Keith and the girl fans are spamming the amoeba.
And then the next one, the last comment said, why greatest actor or human, why not greatest being? You have achieved God status with these people, Keith. That blows my mind.
Well, we had a screening for this movie some time ago in Texas, and they saw what I do. And these comments, I didn't see that. This is news to me, but not a surprise.
Nice, nice. So I searched my name on the IMDb, and I'm in there about 9 times.
Yeah? Yeah? Did you go up?
Well, none of them are me, but my name is in there 9 times. So people are doing good things in my name, which is cool. Do you have any podcasts that you listen to, like, regularly, or do you stay away from that?
No, I like you guys, but in general, no, I really don't have time. I just don't.
Even, I noticed a long time ago when I first got into this on your forums, you have, I mean, out of all your listeners, obviously there's some that are going to start shows. Are you into any of those at all, or what do you think? You got Uncast, you got The Scream, thumbs up, thumbs down, indifferent? What do you think about Uncast? What do you think about that fat fucker?
I think he's a husky gentleman, but I like him very much, and okay. I think he's a good guy, and they're doing good work.
Nice, nice. And the Daw Theory?
She's the best.
You're a fucking liar. Oh, shit.
That's a no comment.
No comment.
Right there.
Awesome. So can we talk a little bit about your book, or are you trying to keep that on the hush until it actually comes out?
About the relationship book?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what to talk about. It's coming out March 9th, I believe.
Is that for sure?
Yeah, it has been pushed back, and I'll fill people in why when we can. But
right,
yeah, everybody, it's from Random House. Everybody's into it. Very excited about it. We've been looking at these, edits here and again, and we forget what we wrote. And when it catches ourselves off guard, like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Nice.
We're happy. So, yeah, I'm very excited. It's people submitted questions. We answer them. You know, it's one of relationships seems to be one of the themes of Keith and the Girl that we get into. And so they were into us to write a book. We were, and it's going good.
So Burger from Michigan on the feedback says, is the book still coming out on audio format also?
There's when you say still, there was no plans for audio, so it might, it might not.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I bet you like the second chapter says start a podcast with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I was noticing that like once I got a girlfriend that was a co-host, like having a podcast with your significant other forces you to communicate. And I think that's what most relationships lack. And if they fall apart, it's because no one's talking. So what do you think? Right. Yeah. Is that like you could just write one chapter, be like, start a podcast, the end, pretty much. Right.
You know what? I don't know. We not sound like an asshole, but we have some kind of magical that people you work together. Really? You work together and you just want to tear each other's throats off.
Right.
You know, I saw the two of you before this show started. You kidding me?
It goes the other way. If you're spending a 9-to-5 at work with your significant other and then you're going home and you're with them, that's too much. But I think if you have a show together, you're forced to talk about things. And it's inevitable that sometimes shit's going to come out on the show and it forces you to, you know, deal with it at that time instead of avoiding it.
Then you guys are healthy too. Like, you know that quite frankly, we're a rare breed then. There's some things you're not supposed to be saying to each other. That doesn't mean you're not communicating, you're not open, but you know, have you ever thought about fucking my friend? It'll be a funny topic on the show. Why won't you answer? Like, whoa, all right.
Yeah.
I can go to a bad place.
I was just listening back to that today. Those beginnings come out really good. I like that, especially for people that, you know, you don't have time to go back through 1,000 episodes to catch up. That's really cool.
We're on a Christmas vacation, so we have these shows that are, you know, old past shows that are interwoven into each other. My buddy B. Jason does that. And yeah, we're very proud of him. He does great work. Thank you.
So when you guys first started out the podcast, did you guys always have Hemda's brothers there helping you with the tech side of it? Or how did you do that? Because you seem like you're not from a tech background like other people that do shows and stuff.
Not at all. Most people are, of course. They're from a tech background. I don't know. He it was his idea to get into it. It was a few years ago, maybe
right.
A couple. And he was willing to help, and he's pretty smart.
So
I don't know. He wasn't in it the whole time.
Okay. Do you think then if they wouldn't have kind of prodded you into doing this, would you and Hemda have done something different instead of starting a podcast?
I can't imagine what. Oh, she sings. I wouldn't start doing plays with her.
Well, right. You know, but would you have just done your stand-up and her singing and focused on those careers rather than, you know, 5 days a week putting a show together? And, like, it's more than just an hour. This shit takes a lot of time, for sure.
I really don't know. I never had the, in general.
Right, okay.
I do a big stand-up show a year. I just because if I wasn't doing Keith and the Girl, I still wouldn't do more stand up.
I guess that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, what, you wouldn't take it on the road and do the shitty bars and put in the time that everyone else has to because they don't have a podcast?
I doubt it.
I've noticed this a little bit, that a lot of your guests that you've had on your show that are stand up comics, even some of the more well known ones, after they're on your show, like a month later, it seems they all go on to start their own podcasts. Is that because of you guys, or is that something they were? I don't know. I find
we are seeing that. It is kind of funny. I mean, I'm happy. Good for them. But yeah, it is kind of funny.
Yeah, interesting. So, last thing I really wanted to talk about was I don't know, and if you can or can't talk about it, the whole Simpsons movie thing. Is that cool to talk about? Or
sure, you're talking about. I bought the SimpsonsMovie.com a couple years ago.
Right, because I was looking on the wiki, and part of it said that you were, like, squatting domains, so it looked like it wasn't written very friendly-like, and then others was written, like, you know, this is awesome what he's doing, but the part about the Simpsons movie thing kind of made you sound like a squatter and shit.
Well, that's what I'm doing, sure, I'm squatting. I'm taking a website, and I'm thinking they're going to want to buy it, and I will sell it back to them. If that's the definition of squatting, right? Sure. That's right. Absolutely what I was doing.
Okay.
To me, it doesn't bother me. If somebody says it's a scumbag thing, I get it. You know, it's not. I'm not going to have a debate with you about it. But there was a time when I would buy these sites and sell them, but I really look at it like it's almost real estate. Like, anybody that buys a house to sell it to somebody else instead of just letting that person buy the house, then are they a piece of shit? Are they a business person?
Exactly. Well, what bugs me about it is the people that buy up names and they don't do anything with them. And I guess that's the same, like you said, with real estate. You can buy a plot of land and not do shit with it, wait for it to increase in value, and then resell it. But what bugs me is that if someone wants to put it to use and they're like, no, I'm not selling it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're being kind of a dick about it. Like, I was trying to get jamhole.com instead of the jamhole, and I found the guy that had it. There was nothing on it. Like, you at least did something funny with it. You know, you had that awesome picture up and shit. Like, this was just a fucking ad site. And I messaged him, and he was a total fucking dick about it. And
he's like, I'm totally using it. Fuck
off. I'm like, no, you're not. But all right, whatever, asshole.
What if you came to him from a nice place, though? Did you try to demand it from him?
Or no.
Say, hey,
no, not at all.
Not for nothing. Maybe I give you $100.
Yeah, well, at first, I asked him, I was like, you know, I noticed this was not being used, would you be interested in selling it? He comes back with an asshole attitude, like, fuck you, I'm using it, I've been using it since 96, and then I was like, well, fuck you then. That was pretty much the extent of it.
He probably took it as an attack when you first said, you know, I don't think you're using it or anything. He's using it.
No, I was just saying, that's definitely an attack. Did you say, are you using this? Because I would love to have it, and I'll do anything to get it.
No, Matt doesn't word things like that. It was going to be more like, it doesn't seem like you have any traffic here. Can I use this?
No, it wasn't like that. I explained to him.
Your traffic went down 34%, I see. You don't need it.
No, I explained to him. I was like, you know, I do a podcast, and this is the name of it. It's copyright
kind of
and all that shit.
Sometimes.
And I would be interested in buying it. And yeah, fuck me then. I was an asshole.
Nah.
Okay.
Well,
Berger wrote in. He said about the audiobook, he was talking about your life book, the Keith Malley story.
I wrote an autobiography I was going to self-publish, and then the self-publishing thing is fucking with me a little bit, but that's done, so we'll see what we're going to do. And then I'm putting it on hold also because this relationship book's coming out, so I don't know. A little marketing strategy, but that'll be down the road.
So you're trying to get out the relationship book before this book?
Correct.
I see.
Does it have really big letters and pictures?
Yeah. Navigate?
Can you navigate?
I got to be able to navigate the book.
It's a picture book,
correctly.
Right? Pop-ups and shit?
Yeah. I'll be down. I want to read that.
I did read bits and pieces of it when, you know, a long time ago you had it up for free, and I outlined all of the spelling errors, and I sent it back to you. So, you know, whenever you get to it, feel free.
I hate that when you do that to
me. Can't help it. And I emailed Keith about that. I'm like, I have a weird OCD that when I'm reading these books I buy, I find a spelling error in it. I can't. I
have
feel
a grammar
weird.
Problem. Fuck off.
Well, and I can't help myself until I physically find the author online, email him. I'll scan the fucking page sometimes, and I circle it, and I'm like, you spelled this word wrong. I'm sorry, but this has been bugging the shit out of me. So I'm really good at proofreading, and that's when I sent you that message, Keith, about, you know, do you need help proofreading? Because I can't help myself.
We were talking about the relationship book, which isn't self-published. Again, it's Random House. You know, it's a big deal. It's the real deal. And we're like, oh, man, I'm sick of reading this book and editing it. So Matt writes me an email. I'll do it for you, buddy. Can you imagine? All right.
God, what would you do if I took you away from all this shit and locked you in a cabin for a week? I think you'd shoot yourself.
I would blow my fucking brains out,
you had, like,
out,
no technology, no connection to the internet, no nothing.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Fuck
gave you
that.
Gave you a regular track phone. You had to stand in a corner to use. I think you'd blow your brains out.
Yeah, no thanks. So do you have, like, I know a while ago you guys were thinking about doing the serious radio thing. Do you have any want to do that anymore? Are you guys happy where you're at?
I don't, did we ever say that? Did we, that we were into serious radio or something like that? I don't think so.
I thought you guys were on it a while ago. Or was it just your stand-up? Maybe I misunderstood. No,
the stand-up was on, what was it? I think XM at the time. And
okay.
Now it's on Sirius XM. I know Adam Curry started putting up people's podcasts without asking them, and he put show up, and of course somebody's getting paid. People are all excited, you know,
right.
You know, just the exposure. I'm like, guess who's getting paid? You know, somebody's using the show, you're getting paid. So we got that taken down. Would we want our show to be on that? We'll look into it. We'll, you know, we have a manager now. I'll see what the money is. But no, in no way is it necessarily a goal. We're fine with this.
I see. That's cool.
And I'll find, like, content. This is all we need. We want this to be bigger and bigger. But
well, of course.
No, it's not a goal.
Yeah, you guys have built quite the empire. Have you ever thought of starting, like, an actual internet radio station with this? Just with all of your fans that do podcasts, your shows, it seems like you could easily populate a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station, something on, like, a Slacker or Pandora or something like that.
We've thought about it in that we've thought about it exactly as long as I just spoke about it. But, you know, let's slow down. We'll work on this a little longer and see.
I see.
I wonder how many emails have you gotten from people trying to start up podcasts asking for advice from you that actually do a podcast that is successful?
That is successful?
Yeah. Like, have you ever given advice to someone that started something that actually, like, turned into something good?
Yeah, I can't name one. I know they're...
No.
I know they're
Do you even give the advice when they ask?
we get more advice, you know, it's going to happen with anything. But yeah, we get thousands of people asking for advice where they just don't do it or it doesn't take off. But yeah, I can't think of something now. But I know people wrote us. And I feel weird because I never know what to tell them. Like, I don't know. Be good. Have your sound okay. You know, I really don't know what to say. And then, you know, sometimes I get mad. Like, I'm keeping a secret.
See, I almost hope that we don't get to that point, because as it is right now, every now and then, you know, a couple of our fans will ask me, and I give them, like, the full fucking outline, because, you know, I know all
OCD.
This. Because I'm that, and I know all this tech shit, so I'm like, you have to hook it up like this, and I draw them diagrams, and this and that. Like, if I got as many emails as you did about that shit, I would never leave the house. I would go crazy.
You would just type up one thing and just auto-response it.
Right. I would have it, and I'd bury it in the site somewhere where you'd have to read a bunch of words in order to find it.
Give them a link to Lunar Pages so ours is free.
Awesome.
I guess I'd get a computer that doesn't crash. That's all I can tell you.
Right. Step one. Step two, talk. Step three, make it good. Done. Yeah.
Pretty much.
So after... I'm sorry to keep you on so long, but last question.
This is fun.
Is this cool? Okay. After writing this book and going through the whole process, do you have any, like, do you feel like you'd rather do more writing and stuff? Like, did you really enjoy that, or is it something you're glad it's done with? Fuck this, I'm never doing again.
Because there were such deadlines where we had to do this and this part, this, you know, everything. You have 1 month to do this, 1 month to do that, where it's not, I don't know, that part's not fun. But, yeah, to relax and just write, yeah, it's exciting. Nah, I'd have to do both. I want to do a little stand-up, a little writing, you know, the show a lot. But, yeah, I like doing all these different things.
That's cool. So do you have any other books in the works that you're going to start working on after this is all done, besides your autobiography?
No. I will wait until the last minute and then get deadlines and then be frustrated.
Awesome. So honestly, how long before, because I'm kind of a procrastinator when it comes, I did a hip-hop show a long time ago. I wait till the last minute. These shows, I get ready right at the last minute, so everything's kind of fresh. When you do your stand-up, you have a whole year and you know it's coming up. How long do you wait until you actually sit down and seriously start writing shit?
Probably 2 months, and then I forget about it. Well, I never forget about it. I'm sweating over it, but I just don't do it. And right. Then probably the 2 weeks right before the show.
Right. And you go back through, because obviously you always... What's that?
Like, he writes it 2 months, and then a month later he looks at it and reviews it.
Right. But what I'm thinking, because you do a podcast 5 days a week, and I notice every now and then something from the show will pop up and this and that, but... Do you constantly have notes for that you have a stack of things that you go through and then you pick out of that and then you fill in the gaps, or do you just sit down and totally go fresh?
I just sit down and start writing.
I was going to say, I'm like, I don't think he's that in depth with it like you, dude. You take things to a whole nother level with
outlines and
you fucking put horse blinders on and you're in it for the duration, dude. It's aggravating, actually.
I think that's the way you're supposed to do it. You know, I think Matt's on the right page, so to speak.
Yeah, but you read his notebook, you don't even understand what it means. It's just like
it's called
chicken scratch.
No,
of single
no.
words that hey, don't form a sentence.
It's called handwriting encryption.
Okay, well, I've read your poetry book too.
That is also encrypted, 128-bit Matt encryption. Don't worry about it.
I think you're insane.
So McNally from Canada asks, or he says, one second.
One second, let me mention this, because you brought up rapping. Your CD, which of course is easy to find on your site. It's very easy to find everything.
Go ahead, fuck it.
Your CD is fantastic. I've told you this before. You're quite a talent, and people should buy it. You're a very good, very good rapper, poet, performer.
Well, thank you.
Learn how to sing.
I appreciate that. I don't sing. I did that on purpose to make fun of my...
Are you working on a second one, by
yeah,
the way?
Yeah, I got 30 emo poetries
Maybe
done.
We can work on
what I usually do is record spoken word, and I'll record 22-minute spoken word episodes, and then I'll go back through my notebook, and I'll pick out of that, and that's what'll go on the album. So I'm up to 30 now, 10 more, and then I'll start working on another album. But see, I've been talking to a guy that produces beats for Sweatshop Union. They're a Canadian hip-hop band. And
okay.
I want to get real beats and stuff, but I understand that it's going to cost money. And he said he would produce beats for a whole album for me for $2,500. So I'm in the conundrum of I want to take it seriously, but I don't know if I want to put $2,500. Like, that's so much money to me right now. I don't know if I want to take it that seriously, you know?
I mean, if you had the money, it would be cool because they're professionally done beats that nobody else has and they're yours.
Exactly.
To do
and,
what you want,
and I love Sweatshop Union. Mm-hmm. Like, they're one of my favorite hip-hop groups, so that would be amazing to
it's
me.
It's like, what if you do it and then you never do it again?
Yeah, exactly. And that's such a commitment. So... Keith, you set us on the right track with the live audience show. You said to do it at 250, not 300. We did. It was a great success for us.
He yelled at me on live video to do it at 250. I was sitting here on the couch. I'm like, this fucker is yelling at me.
She
right
was
now.
In tears when I got home. I was like, honey, what happened? Keith yelled at me.
Oh, no, fuck. Not really. I was like, Matt, come talk to this fucker.
So she looks like a tender flower. She says hello with the middle finger. She's a very tender flower.
Yeah, when it's time to fuck, it's not like, would you like to make love? It's like, get in the bedroom. Let's fuck. Honey, Jesus. So what do
Why
you
are
think?
You teaching?
What do you think? What is should I spend that much money on this? Like, I love writing and rapping, and I think I could make
you gotta do your research. I don't know what's a scam and what's not. You
I
know?
Would
do you
well,
trust this guy?
Right.
I would personally
I'm
wait.
No, I'm hearing in my earpiece. Definitely do not do it.
No.
We have other things to spend money on.
I would definitely just wait a while until you've got the lyrics all out that you want and maybe see where we're at with this podcast before you want to fucking dedicate your shit to that.
I think that's what stand-up is so great, you don't have to worry about beats.
Maybe,
you can just make the words and then record it, and you're cool.
Maybe by the time you want to do an album, we'll be good enough to where we don't have to pay for the beats.
People
the
can donate $2,500
right.
and I'll get
so
it done.
So give it a little while, see where this goes, and see
okay.
what you want to do.
So McNally from Canada says, I've gotten 3 emails from people saying they like my new show better than Keith and the Girl. 3. I'm coming for you, tough guy. I'm coming. What do you have to say?
I'll tell you what I have to say about that.
Please.
His shows are all about boo-hoo. I'm about to slice my wrist. Well, of course you're going to get nice emails. You know, relax.
You just reminded me of Braden. How cute.
And a little bit of...
by the way, tell him to do his research. All 3 of those were from me.
Broke his heart.
Aww.
And then Rob from Austin says, what suggestions would Keith give to anyone who would want to start doing stand-up? That's stupid, Rob. Be funny. Done.
Burger in the chat wants to know if Keith has seen my surgery video.
Oh, have you
and
seen
I'm
that yet?
Too.
I have not. I've seen, I think I saw a picture or two, but I don't know. It was blurry. I couldn't jerk or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
you get to see the guts.
That's
like
gory, dude.
Literally inside her guts from the laparoscopic camera. It's really interesting.
It's pretty freaking cool.
And McNally, McNally in the chat says, God damn it, I'm going to go kill myself. So
now he's been threatening for years.
I know. Him and Nick Starr, right? So, but seriously, do you have any, I mean, do people ask you advice about stand-up as often as they do about podcasting, or is it kind of the same, or?
Well, podcasting more, of course, but, yeah, there's nothing I could say. You have to, you know, see if you can do it. Like, there's people, McNally, for example, it disappoints me that he hasn't been doing stand-up. He won my yearly stand-up contest that he can open the whole show. And he was fantastic. So I'd like to, you know, I know he has it in him. I think he's into it. If he's not into it, he's not into it. But
right.
I'd like to see him do stand-up. One of the girls that won, name's not coming to me right now. I feel bad. Somebody tell me.
Was it Angie the Strange?
Allison Pound.
Ah, yes.
And she's doing it now regularly, and that's exciting to see. But that's what you have to do. You have to, you know, put your lips there on stage and see what you got. You got to see if you're into it.
Right. I remember a long time ago, one of your shows, this is one of the things that have stuck with me about it, that you guys were saying something about you were going to your live audience show, and you were going to meet some of these people that write in feedback, and their feedback is fucking hilarious. And you were saying, well, it might not necessarily translate over to having a microphone in front of them and, you know, verbalizing it. Anyone can sit and type and think about it, but when you're on the spot having to talk, it's totally different.
Well, everybody can't, quite frankly, think about it. But yeah, I mean, you're not going to know until you get in front of a few people. And I even mean a few people. But yeah, of course, you got to get on stage. You know, all my advice is dumb. Get a computer that works. Get on stage. You know, everybody knows what to do.
Yeah, for sure. How often did you do the open mics and stuff before you did your first CD performance for your that first birthday that you performed live? Like, were you doing it for a couple years or just a few times or what?
One day every weekend for a year, 52 times.
Seriously?
Yep.
Wow. Did that, was that hard for you to do, to like be like, oh, this again? Or was it, were you into it?
It's the fun. I was into it. It's the fun kind of work, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to do it, I wouldn't do it. But no, it's the fun kind of work. I was into it.
Right. Living the dream, right?
I wouldn't say that. It's in a weird basement type area. It's, you know, you're trying to pay rent. I wouldn't say living the dream, but
yeah, that's expensive, man. Like we're trying to do that here and just, you know, get enough money to pay for the server fees and shit. And you know, our rent's $425 for this 2-bedroom. I could not imagine what you guys would pay for rent there, and only relying on the show donations. Like, you guys don't have day jobs anymore like we do. Like, that must be really hard for sure.
I'm sorry, I'm still getting over $425. That's funny. Do you do stand-up?
No, not anymore. I retired from that.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you turn into a business, you start your little merchandise, you start getting some ads, and I don't know. It's working out.
So do you think that's a good thing to do if you want to take a podcast seriously after you've been in it for a few hundred episodes, is turn it into a LLC or something?
Yeah, if you're into that being your business, then yeah, you have to turn it into a business. And one of those business ways is, you know, an LLC. Sure.
Is that what you guys have? Or is that something you can talk about? Yeah. I guess it's different in every state also, what some things work better in some states than what they do in others.
I assume, yeah. Yeah, we kind of just friends with the lawyer growing up, and I don't know really growing up, but yeah, she was friends with the lawyer for some time, so we end up using her, and then she tells us what's best. But
is that Mona?
I guess it's pretty easy to look up. Mona, yes.
Right on. Well, that's cool, man. You guys have definitely set the fucking stage for what all podcasts kind of strive to be. You guys are where everyone that's doing a show pretty much wants to be at. Like, you guys paved the way for everybody. I know when you guys started, you didn't have other shows to look at and be like, oh, this is what they did, we can just follow this. Like, you guys had to try a bunch of shit, see what worked, and then, you know, went with that. Like, you guys made it a lot easier for us, is what I'm trying to say. And for that, I thank you.
Nice little guideline.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know exactly what to do, man. I'm like, all right, what's next? Live shows, done. What's next? Live video, audio, done. It's great.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, your birthday's April 15th, right?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, because that was, all right, that's
yeah,
cool.
That's when, remember we went to New York last year?
Yeah,
do you remember
that?
Yeah,
I'm just saying, that's really cool, because I got to celebrate my birthday going to see him do his stand-up for his birthday. It's
yes.
It's like, sweet.
And we bought you a cupcake with the last 58 cents we had to our names.
That was the cheapest fucking birthday I have ever had in my entire life in the smallest, shittiest fucking hotel room ever.
But the stand-up was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The stand-up was great.
What I wanted to ask, I didn't even get a chance to ask, about the Simpsons movie thing. Can you talk about money? Like, how much was transferred or anything like that, or no?
I can't, but I will say that Mr. Burns took care of me and made me happy.
Awesome. Right on, man. Well, you got any other questions for the man? He pretty much did a show for us. So.
Nope, not really. I bug him in live video once in a while. I think I've got him.
Right on. Well, this interview was more for me. Like, when I first started listening to podcasts, this was one of the shows I was listening to. Mm-hmm. And now to, like, have him on our show, like, that was really cool for me. Distorted View and Tim, that was yours. But this is for me.
Love me some Timmy.
All right. Well, thanks, Keith, man. I appreciate
it. Sorry, one second. Does Danny understand Tim's gay?
Are you jealous?
I tried to explain that to her. I don't know that she cares.
I could turn him straight. It's no big deal.
That's what she tells
herself. I'm more of a dude than any guy he's slept with.
That is a good point.
Sad to say, but it could happen.
Right. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later, Keith.
Bye.
And again, your CD is fantastic, and people should pick it up.
Well, I appreciate that. And you can send me a Keith and the Girls Zippo, and we'll call it even.
We'll see. Even for what? Danny, you got great fucking tits. Good seeing you, too.
Thanks.
Rocking tits. All right, later, Keith.
I feel like I'm kind of neglectant, because I've been wearing titty shirts for the whole week, and then we finally do the interview with Keith, and Keith loves boobs.
I know,
but it was
and you
cold,
covered
and
him up.
I was like,
you covered him up.
I wish
you
it
could
was
have killed
in
that
here,
man.
I'd have popped out a titty for Keith.
You could have killed that man. I watched that man almost die last night in the live video room because of a lack of titties. It was the saddest. I was in tears, dude. It was the saddest fucking thing I had ever seen in my life. Dead cats and kittens. No comparison.
It's probably a good thing I didn't wear a titty shirt, because you wouldn't have got a word out of him. It'd have been like, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Be like, hold on, I'm jerking again.
It's like, hey, make him jiggle.
Well, Keith Malley, everyone, that was awesome.
Are you good now?
I'm good now.
Do
That's
you feel
like
I did when I tried to talk to Tim?
Pretty much. That was it. We can end the jam hole forever. That's all I wanted to
At
accomplish.
At least you didn't stutter with the first words you said. I listened back to interviewing Tim, and I'm like, hi, I love you. It was ridiculously stupid.
You do know he's gay.
Oh, I know
he's
gay.
I just want to make sure.
We even asked him that in the interview.
And
he was like, yes, I'm a pole-smoking faggot or whatever.
Amham says he is still in the chat, so you could flash him and the 21 other people that he brought.
It's still cold. No.
All right. Well, I got a couple more things before we get out of here. Thank you, Keith Malley from KeithandTheGirl.com.
What else could you possibly talk about?
I'm sure everybody already knows that. Keith says, I'd fight Tim. I would pay to see that.
Would you guys fight over him? Are you jealous trying to fight?
No, I think he means just in general.
He wants me to love him more than I love Tim, but I can't do it.
Oh, so I'm driving around
a happy
today.
Queer, it's so great.
And you know how we have a pretty decent sized redneck population here.
It's Montana.
I saw a big hick truck with a bumper sticker on it, and
Keith
it
says
said,
"Get me."
What?
Keith says he would win me over. Pretty much.
I'll trade you, but just for a night, and for her to do our business, because she's a Jew.
Oh God!
But this bumper sticker on this big redneck truck, it says, "War is not Christ's way."
What?
Just soak that in
war
for a second.
War is not Christ's way.
You know what
way?
War is, right?
Did you ever hear of the Crusades?
I was going to say, like, war. Have you ever heard of a little
religion
town called...
kind of made up war.
Right. Have you ever heard of a little town called Sodom right next door to, oh, I don't know, Gomorrah?
Have you ever put an atheist and a Christian in the same room?
Something about...
Watch that?
You play this trumpet and I'll cripple the city. But but hey... War is not my way, but no. I'll do what I need to do to get her done, you know? But the cool thing is, this sticker was right next to a rainbow sticker.
Nice.
And you know what rainbow, you know what else is not Christ's way?
Faggot.
Taking dick in the ass.
Well,
also,
if you're on,
war,
if you're on top, it's okay.
War and fags, not Christ's way. It was so great. It was like the greatest conflict of interest I've ever seen on one vehicle in my life.
God accepts fags if they're just the top.
Is that how it goes?
It was
is that
on Family Guy. Or no, American Dad. I learned it there.
It just says Montana for the win. Going to be there for New Year's. Are you serious? This place blows the fuck up. Everyone has guns and weapons and shit. And we're just like, yeah.
It's actually extremely boring.
Yeah.
So,
but we can have fireworks and sparkler bombs.
There's not even a club to go and party at.
No,
it's
there's
like
bars.
Redneck fucking football bars.
There's sports bars
yeah.
now. Instead of like the next logical step of evolution for a town that's trying to become
a city.
A dance
club or something.
Is a club. We open up sports bars.
So gay.
Go Grizz.
And churches.
Fuck you.
And churches. We got to make more churches for
like
all the people.
One every week popping up on a different corner.
I'm curious where the rainbow sticker guy goes to church at. I bet it's the Cowboy
Church.
Or Skull Church.
That's a faggy place to
Are
go.
Are they accepting of the gays, though? Because that's kind of hypocritical.
Skull Church is kind of the up and up and hip type B Christian thing.
So it's cool to be gay. It's cool
it's
to...
like you're a fag, but Christ still loves you because you're his child.
Because you're not... That's the devil. The homosexual tendency in you, that's Satan.
Yeah, Levi Lesko is probably like, blow me, and he'll accept you.
They don't take, fag. They don't pass the offering basket yeah. around. They
swallow
pass
my sins.
They pass Levi Lesko's cock around, and with little tweezers. They're like,
I promise you'll get into heaven. Just swallow this.
The body and blood of Christ, my son.
Tell
That's
him I
horrible.
Sent you. It's cool.
So it is almost Christmas time. You know what I find just totally awesome about this?
What?
In all the places I go to, you see all of these people, and if you listen to their conversations, you overhear the fact that they know they don't have money to be spending on
but
stuff,
doing it anyway.
But they're doing it anyways. They're like, I know we just got finished paying off last Christmas's debt that we've accumulated, but I don't think we should spend as much as we did last year. We just don't have the money. But they're pushing around a shopping cart full of just crap that people yeah. are going to take back anyway. Like, I don't understand why Christmas hasn't already evolved into here's your card with a picture of baby Jesus on it with like a $100 bills stuffed in it. Merry fucking Christmas. And then you take it, open the card, read the stupid fucking message, and then hand it right back. Merry Christmas to you, brother. And then we both go off on our separate ways. Done.
Vladimir87 in the chat wants to know why you're shaking so much.
Because I
Second
have Parkinson's.
In the chat to
Good.
Point out how
Kick
fidgety you are.
I have Parkinson's. And maybe every time you touch your keyboard, it shakes this camera also.
Maybe I just don't notice it anymore.
It's not just me. I need to point that out. I just thought of that. Every time you touch this desk, you shake. I can tell...
No, but
because,
you're always doing this. That's what it is.
I can tell because I have a Buddy Christ bobblehead. And the whole show, he's sitting up there going like that. It's not me. It's you shaking the shit out of the table when you
so
type.
So when I hit the desk,
you type
it makes you do this
like
with
a
your
fucking
arms
retard.
And flail around like a fucking
okay, that's
window
me.
Licker.
That's my Parkinson's.
anyway, but like, dude, I'm going to be broke as shit when I get my paycheck and... Thank God I don't have to make a car payment out of this paycheck. I just put away half of it, and I can do a very cheap Christmas. But
Keith McNally says, I always remember seeing Matt on the Keith and the Girl cruise sitting alone reading a book. He's a mystery. I remember that because there was a bunch of times I was sitting back watching this clusterfuck of Keith and the Girl listeners all trying to fuck each other, but they were so awkward about it, and they're like one guy will start getting closer to one chick, but she'll have her arm around another dude, so then you'll see him move back. Like, it was the funniest thing to watch, like, all of these weird hookups it's happening. Like, there was a lot of fucking going on, I will be the first to say. I didn't participate in any of it till I got to Miami. Yeah. And then I met that chick from Argentina, and then we fucking
boned down. It's like going to a
down.
Giant, like, Comic-Con thing.
Yeah, kind of.
There's, like, three chicks and, like, 1,000 dudes.
It's like these guys, like, found their dicks for the first time, and they're like, holy Christ, what do I do with this?
He's totally right. He said he'd either read alone or jump around like a monkey. That's totally true. It would have happened.
Yeah,
probably
I can't
jumped off
it.
The fucking boat like a retard.
I was walking on the rails one night.
God,
it's because me and Odie got some weed from these black dudes that were on the boat also. And they were, I told the story a long time ago, none of them could roll, which was weird.
You off the boat.
And so I'm like, I can roll. And one of them went in this room with me, and he's like, holy shit, white boy, how did you learn to roll so fast? Because I rolled out like 3 joints in under a minute. And he was like, damn. And we got the respect of all the brothers on the boat that night. It was a good night.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm so sick of this. And every place I've delivered to in the past, like, 3 or 4 days, everyone's like, Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Merry Christmas.
I hate the fucking Santa bell dingers,
but
dude. They drive me nuts.
Some of them are
they
like,
stare at me when I walk by. I'm like, fuck you. Leave me alone.
I kick their buckets when I walk by them.
Take their fucking bucket.
Someone
like,
did that.
Needy,
do you remember
goddammit.
That? Do you remember that news story that someone ran off with the fucking... the Red Salvation Army
so
bucket,
awesome.
And
you
there
know,
was like over $500 in that thing, dude.
You know those aren't volunteers; they actually get paid to be out there.
They get paid for that,
dude. There's an ad up in Teletext thing to sign up for, you know, off phone hours or whatever to go ring a bell in front of Albertsons. Like, for real, they're getting paid.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How much do you think they make? Is it like minimum
it's
wage?
It's the
shit?
Hourly rate that they would get if they were on the phone at Teletext.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like $9.75 an hour to go out there and ding a fucking bell.
Would you do that, though? Like, yeah. It's fucking cold out. You,
I'd be the most annoying fucking bell dinger ever.
Dude, you're in a fucking heated apartment. You're like, oh, if it wasn't so cold in here, I'd have titties out and shit. You
I'd be wearing a Santa Claus suit.
Last...
I'd be fat and happy and warm.
I don't think so.
With a beard.
With all the little kids coming by and shit, you would flip the fuck out.
No,
I don't
they'd
think
walk
you could
by
handle...
and I'd just ding, 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 ding right in their ear.
I don't think you can handle that.
No, I'd probably get arrested, but whatever.
So you know what I was thinking about? Well, I was all of this Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and
I'm gonna
stuff like
this.
I'm going
to take $20 to Walmart and get my whole family a gift.
You should do that.
Like every
get it
single
done.
One of them a gift. And they're going to be like, oh, this is so amazing.
Where'd you get all this money?
Yeah,
like,
God,
well,
you must
I took
so
back
good.
I took back all the dumb shit you got me last year.
No, I mean, like, learn how to fucking buy shit cheap and stretch your money. Like, I'm good at that. I'm cheap as fuck.
So...
Is that bad?
You know how God says, whatever you hold true on earth, I will hold true in heaven?
I've never heard God say anything.
Okay,
so
well, God
know.
Has spoken, and he says, whatever man holds on earth, I will hold true in heaven, right? Those were his departing words before he ascended up into heaven. So saith the Lord, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, if I say that God doesn't exist, he blinks out of existence, right? In heaven, everything disappears, right?
It's like, I don't believe in fairies and
okay.
A fairy dies.
So then a believer says, no, I believe in God. He does exist. And boom, God blinks back into existence, heaven and all that, right?
It's a goddamn
so,
endless cycle.
Do you think that that's why we've never seen miracles and nothing comes from God because he's so busy blinking in and out of existence because there's such a conflict here that he was
if
like...
If he was this almighty being, he wouldn't be playing the fairy thing from
but
Peter
he made
the
rule. He made the rule and he's infallible, so you can't break that rule. So he's kicking himself every time he blinks into existence like, fuck me, I shouldn't have made that stupid law because look at all these fucking retards fighting and they're like... You don't exist, and there he goes. He doesn't have time to hear prayers because he's blinking in and out of existence. He's like a Christmas light. Just
maybe it'll bug him enough to just come back and kill everyone.
I don't think he could do that now. People are too busy blinking
go,
him in
if,
and
if
out.
If this is happening, he's going to fucking have a mental breakdown. The whole world's going to explode.
That
he's
would
like, motherfucker, I can't take it anymore. Boom. Done. Gone.
One down, two to go.
two to go.
Jesus in the Spirit. You can't remember the Holy Trifecta. I don't think so.
Supernova. Fuck that shit.
I don't think so. It's like a video game with three boss levels. You got to defeat all three.
God has a mental meltdown. No, everything's going.
No, you got to defeat all three. Otherwise, if you don't, then they all come back again, and you have to start fucking over. Because your Nintendo battery died and it doesn't save your game.
I don't dig God. I hate talking about it. I have a newfound Christian at work that loves to debate God with me. And it's
Are
like,
you serious?
Dude, I just,
and you don't know enough to set him straight?
I told him to watch Mr. Deity. I told him it was a comedy. Like, I told him, I spread it like this. I'm like, dude, it's this great comedy and it's telling the truth about God. It makes it funny so people like me even like it. I was like, go check it out.
Erato Toy says, can God create a vibrator that's too big for his asshole if his asshole is infallible?
Oh, my God.
All right. And Keith McNally says he's still dealing with that rock too big for himself to lift. That's awesome.
I don't know, but fuck. I can't wait for him to get back to me and be like, dude, I hate you.
I told that to my mom. She was like trying to debate theology with me. And I'm like, keep in mind, I'm driving doing my route. I got the droid sitting on the dock. So I'm driving and like trying to like type
back.
The
argument goes like this. I have faith. It's not real. I have faith.
No,
it's
I was because she I mentioned this before. She was like, when did you stop believing or you still believe or like what happened? So I'm trying to drive and still type something that, you know, is somewhat recognizable.
Debating
right.
God, that's hilarious.
So finally, I'm like, go watch MrDeity.com because you're in front of your computer. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't know what that is, Mr. Deity, awesome fucking webcast. It's so funny. Yeah. And I found it through, I was reading this book called Science Friction that Michael Shermer wrote, and he was a guest on it. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I've never taken the time to see what he looks like because I haven't found any spelling errors in his books yet. So I go
the
and watch this thing.
The first one we watched was Mr. Deity and the Skeptic.
Yeah.
And that
was that
great.
Was him. That was Michael Shermer.
Yeah, the Skeptic trying to get into heaven. Oh, it was
so
great.
So, yeah, that's an awesome fucking
he
show.
He pwned God.
Yeah, and she writes me back after like 10 minutes, so I can tell she's watched, you know, a few episodes. And she's like, this is so funny. I'm like, that's your religion.
I know, right?
That's your faith system that you brainwashed me and my little brother into believing. I was scared for the longest time that I was going to go to hell if I got caught jerking off or not believing hard enough.
It just got
and
put
it's
in
funny.
The lamest terms, and it sounds retarded. Because it is retarded.
But now it's funny all of a sudden. Like, oh, I'm stupid. Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome. I picked up my grandpa today from the airport, which is why I got back kind of late. But so I know that he's into like science and stuff. He sent me all the Velikovsky books, Worlds in Collision and Velikovsky Unabridged and a bunch of science books.
I know,
so,
like there was a box at your mom's house.
Yeah.
Stood there for like an hour digging through shit. I'm like, dude,
I
what
was
are you doing?
So, oh man, because they're old, dude. He sent me some old fucking,
yeah,
my
like,
grandpa's
shit's
like,
covers are falling off.
Yeah,
the
dude.
Prints like you can't even read it anymore.
My grandpa's like in his late 80s, like he was in World War II, then he was a police chief lieutenant.
I don't understand how he flew here and is like not.
No, he's like super sharp though. That's the scary thing about it. Like he's, remember when we talked about my grandma that died?
Yeah, he's
it's
lucky
his
to be
wife.
His age and not pooping his pants and being like.
Yeah, no, he's still like with it. But see, he was in the war. He used to be a police chief lieutenant, so he's, you know, he took care of his body and shit.
Like,
so he's
do you have to wake him up with a stick, like?
No.
12 foot away? Okay,
no.
Because that's my dad.
He's very coherent still. But so I'm asking him questions. Like, I ask him what he thought about the whole global warming thing. He says it's all bullshit. The plant goes in cycles like that all the time. So then I'm like, so what do you think about all this God shit? And he's like, Matthew, I'm going to tell you something. I went to a, not a convention, but a conference. I went to a conference, and it scared the shit out of me. This is coming from an 85-year-old man, right? Keep in mind. Matthew, it scared the shit out of me, the things these people were saying about, like, how old the Earth is and shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, the Earth is 6,000 years old. And it's like, well, we've actually dated things back to, like, 2 million years shit. So, and they're like,
how can
well.
You not believe facts?
And I'm like, how do they explain it? And they're like, he tells me, he's like, Matthew, these people, they don't believe in science. And he's like, you know what I did? I went over to one of them and I had there were tables and stuff,
you
and
just
they had
see
food.
Some old man walking up like you. Well, yeah,
and he's, no, he's not like that. Like don't, he's not the picture of like an old man. Like he could still whoop your fucking ass, like
really?
For sure with one finger.
Like not all wrinkly.
Like
and
serious
shaky.
Army fucking training and shit, like killing Nazis.
It's
and
weird
shit.
That he was in the army. And he doesn't wake up swinging, but my dad totally not, and he wakes up swinging.
I'm gonna
like
try and get him on the show, not maybe on the show, but like record just me and him talking because he is so fucking smart. Still, it blows my mind. And like old people bug the shit out of me, but he is fucking really sharp.
Yeah,
and like he was driving around tank destroyers.
You are so lucky to even have a grandparent still. You have any idea how lucky you are?
But I traded my dad for one, so.
Well, I have one grandparent left, and she's a bitch, so.
Well, that's your fault.
I want my dad's family
actually
back.
That's your mom's fault.
Yeah, she's a snatch. Whatever.
But, oh, so he's at this conference, and I'm like, so what, you know, what did you tell them? Like, what do you say to someone that's like, science is the devil. We don't believe in science.
The devil put dinosaur bones here.
Exactly, like, and I've heard that before. That? I fucking heard that argument before. Like, how do you explain all of this carbon dating stuff? Oh, those are tricks of the devil.
Like, I know, it's like,
how do you explain that I have a cell phone that's this big that is faster than any computer you guys had back in the 60s? Oh, that's the devil in that phone.
How are you gonna tell me that some being that has never been proved to be real or seen came here, planted all this shit, and...
Yeah, I have the devil in my phone.
I can grab and see this shit. I can't grab and see the devil
or
God.
This isn't Intel Inside. This is fucking Satan. Y'all better watch out. If you got a droid, fucking get a Ouija board
smack
and destroy that.
Smack a Christian with a fucking fossil,
destroy it.
Please.
But anyway, so finish the story. What he did was there was salt and pepper shakers on the tables, and he grabs the salt shaker, and he puts some in his hand, and he puts some in the Christian's hand, mm-hmm. and he's like, taste that. And they're like, you know, they lick it a little bit, and he's like, what is that? And the Christian's like, salt. And he's like, it's sodium chloride. That's science. And they're like,
oh my God.
And that was it. They walked away.
Oh my God,
but
that's
he's
so great.
He's so like smart and witty.
That's
I really,
sodium chloride.
Exactly. Like, does this exist? Because that's science that brought that to us. It, did you just ingest
you
the
felt
devil?
It, you tasted it.
If you did, you should go kill yourself.
Real.
You should go kill yourself because the devil's in you now.
Oh, God.
I know. It was so awesome.
You go to the doctor, that's science.
We talked about that shit, like, all the way up to my mom's house. But I'm gonna try and, like, have some conversations with him and record
it for
the show.
I can't wait to see your mom and your grandfather debating God.
It's gonna be great. Keith McNally says, I think people only get Alzheimer's because they're stupid and lazy. Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure, sounds good.
Or you get like some aneurysm that nobody knows about and it just bleeds out.
Or that. I'd be interested to see what Keith McNally's point of view is for
well,
that.
Well, like, my dad's dad was really smart. And he parked at the mall and went in for something and
I
forgot
see
why
where
he
you
went
get
there.
It.
Well, he forgot why he went in the mall and he came out and he's like, he couldn't find his fucking car. He just forgot. And two ladies drove him home. And
his car was in the parking
lot?
Yeah,
but he's super smart and shit. He came down with like a like weird...
Just not that day, right?
No, he was totally about his wits and shit just once in a while. It's like...
He needed that thing.
There's a
little
side of dementia for you, you know? Like
he needed that thing that's like, where did I park my car?
Well,
oh, no. That
like he kept his wits about him and shit, but like once in a while, like... Here's a side of dementia to go with that, you know?
Yeah, well, that happens. All right, well, before we get out of here, I got a couple Christmas-y news stories for you, and I got one that you're going to like that has
a... dead babies?
Well, dead kids. But anyway, people are apparently...
Better when have babies.
Christmas is a very dangerous time of year, not just because of suicide rates, but
because
Christmas
the whole
trees...
idea is gay.
Okay, that also. Christmas trees catch on fire, right?
I have not had one in my home since...
Yeah.
7 years ago.
Thank you. Fuck Christmas, then.
Fuck Christmas.
But apparently, people are catching their eyelids on new Christmas jumpers and glitter fragments in eyeballs. These are just a few of the bizarre injuries that hospital doctors have logged over this festive period. Now, you deserve that if you're fucking around with glitter in the first place. And this is another OCD I can thank Keith Malley for, the whole glitter thing. And just lately... I deliver to this place, and they have a big fountain, and I have to fill it up, right? With, you know, it takes about 20 gallons to fill up, so like 5 jugs, 6 jugs sometimes.
Yeah.
They have all of these glitter decorations in front of it now, and I fucking walked in there.
You touch it, boom, you're covered in glitter.
I was freaking, dude. I was like, this shit is all over me. And then I had to take a piss, and then I looked down at my dick, and I'm like, I have glitter in the scar that's still kind of a hole in my dick. I have glitter in my dick hole now, and I scratched my face, and now I have glitter on my face. Dude, I was freaked the fuck out. I was like washing my hands and I was washing my dick and my face in this bathroom because there's glitter all over me now.
Well, check this out.
Do that. Not cool.
Everywhere that I've gone into so far that has a Christmas tree up with the little bulbs, you know, like decorations or whatever, I constantly go up to it to tap at the bulb because they don't put the old ones that if you tap them just right, they just shatter. Like, they don't have that thin-ass glass anymore. They're all, like, this thick, retard-proof plastic or whatever. I still have not found an old-school shattering bulb yet.
So, Keith...
I still had those. Like, they were great.
Keith says, the beginnings right now happen to be bringing glitter up again. It's the worst. And I remember an episode they had a long time ago. This dude started... Who was that, Keith, that started that business? But this guy started a business where you could send him money... and an address, and he would send them a CD case or a DVD case or an envelope full of glitter in the mail to that person.
Why would you even want that much glitter?
Was it Jeremy? Really? Oh, no shit. That was a cool business.
Glitter is for kids with black construction paper, glue, and a lot of boredom, okay? That's what it's for. And to take it home to mom and go, look what I made, and it's just a fucking shining smear.
I hate it, though, dude. It's hanging. There's, like, these big star ball things, and then there's these plants because it's, okay, it's a big fountain, and then there's, like, fake plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the fake plants, that wasn't enough. They have fake glitter plants, and there's no, it's on the front of it and the back, so there's no way that I can possibly fill up this fountain like I have to. And not get glitter on me. And I look stupid, like, because I have rubber gloves in my truck for, you know, fixing people's coolers and shit.
Like, I don't mind the glitter that's on something that you have to literally touch to get the rub off. But, like, if it's just fucking glitter that's hanging and all over the place, and regardless if I touch anything when I walk in, I walk out shining, that's annoying.
Yeah. That's
and
very
that could
annoying.
Be, dude, what if it gets in your eye or some
but
shit?
But, like, who are we doing that for? Like, you're all adults. It's a fucking furniture store. Like, do the adults go in there and they're like, ooh, pretty. I'm going to buy stuff now. Like,
I can't
it's
wait
so
to get
stupid.
A metallic flake in my eye.
Yeah,
it's like, that's not fun.
And I feel dumb if I'm going to go to my truck and put rubber gloves on. Then I'm like, I'm standing back and I'm all like, trying to put the water in without touching them. It's impossible.
See, I used to be attracted to shiny shit. I graduated, went to, like, neon bright colors. So
nice. Day glow.
Yeah, graduate from the fucking literally sparkly shit and just get black light reflective shit.
Kai Dizzle says they use the persuasive glitter. Yeah. That shit's hypnotizing, dude.
Well,
so anyway.
Like the app on your phone. I love it because it's really bright.
Yeah. So these people are getting hurt from these Christmas decorations.
Has any babies died yet?
Hopefully. Casualty doctor has warned that carving the Christmas turkey while drunk... Listen up, Keith Malley.
Keith.
Carving the Christmas turkey while drunk or popping champagne corks, you know, when they, how do you say it, make it rain, could seriously damage the population's health on Christmas Day. If... your retards. Who the fuck pops who the fuck pops champagne corks and knocks their fucking eye out? Retards. Who the fuck carves a Christmas turkey while they're drunk and cuts their fucking hand off? Retards. And I guess these are the same people
that... You can't
prevent,
like, these accidents.
We live in such a nanny fucking society, dude, and it pisses me off so bad. You wonder why people are getting dumber? Because you're not helping the situation. You put a fucking warning label on anything and everything you possibly can.
I'm kind of mad this news story even made it to be a news story.
That pisses me off so bad. Like, let's protect everybody. Go ahead.
I said there should be a caution thing for, like, fishing because people realize things. Dude, I seen a swordfish stab a dude twice before it hit the boat, okay?
If Steve Irwin would have had a warning label
on
that
stingray, dude,
he'd be alive right now.
I've stepped on stingrays,
he
and
would
I'm
still,
not dead.
He would still be alive
that's
right
like
now.
That's like a 1 in a million chance. Don't swim behind
God
stingrays.
God rest
that's
his
stupid.
Soul, his Australian Foster's drinking soul.
He deserved
soul.
It.
Well, you try and stick your thumb in his butthole, eventually
you fucking
that's...
swim behind a thing with a giant barb sticking out of its ass. You get close to it.
No, dude, that's the handle. all stingrays have a handle.
No, when you step on them, they hit you in your calf. They hurt like hell to pull out. If it goes in your heart, you're fucking dead.
That's awesome.
Especially if they're like 6 foot across. Are you stupid?
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna stick my finger in his bum hole.
Oi!
Oi!
Oi! Dr. John Hayworth, emergency department consultant at Southampton General Hospital, said that every year over the festive period, he deals with a host of retards who get injuries along with their families. More bizarre accidents medics have seen include, are you ready for this?
No, but go ahead.
Exploding Christmas tree lights.
Yes!
How does that happen?
A short and
an overloaded
fuse.
Like in that movie where he like throws the breaker and his house lights up and everything else goes...
Well, it's like, it's got to be something wrong with the plug or the cord or something, and they leave it
on. Or the cat.
Night.
The cat starts chewing on it, and he's like,
I've woken up and look for the cat, and the cat is in the tree.
That will happen. That will happen.
Fuck?
So that caused burns to eyelids and eyeballs.
Nice.
Like, are you like, man, these are some nice Christmas lights. Oh, my God, my eye. Oh, it's in my eye. Oh.
6 years later, you hate Christmas.
I know,
yourself.
Right?
It's like, I can't see anymore.
A Christmas killer is born every year.
Oh, there has to be.
Zips caught on eyelids as people struggled to try on a new jumper. What the fuck does that even mean?
Probably a jumpsuit.
Like a zipper?
Like,
how do you get a zipper caught in your eyelid?
Maybe your dick. Or a
I don't understand that.
Not an eyeball.
Unless you're an Eskimo and you're like full bodysuit zipped
up. Unless you're
up.
Retarded and putting yourself in a body bag. What are you doing?
That's a good idea. Also on the list are...
shiny black? No sleeves? Oh, okay.
I'm in.
That's the style, dude. That's
fuck,
the style.
I heard that. Yeah. Also on the list are burns from the oven, you know, because we don't understand to this day that... How long have we used ovens for? Oh, I don't know. A little over a couple hundred years. Hey, it's hot. It cooks things. How does that work? I don't believe in science.
You
is that the devil?
Knob, it says.
Is it the
it has
devil?
A bunch of numbers on it. You turn it up, and it gets hot, and you put
right.
It comes out.
It's
cooked.
Hot, so it must be the devil, right?
Right, because that's science.
Microwaves are
that.
God. The
no,
oven is the
that's
devil.
Science too. Unless you rub some sticks together, make some fire.
No, that's
you're
the
you're devil,
devil too.
Shit.
That's I'm pretty sure that's anything fire related. The devil.
No,
I'm pretty sure
you're using fire.
I'll have to check with my priest.
Eh.
So, burns from the oven. Older people choking on their turkey. Big old fat fuckers.
Oh,
stuff in their
out.
Fucking face.
When I was, speaking of ovens, when I was 6 years old, I burnt myself on the arm trying to get chicken pot pies out of the oven. It scared the shit out of me so bad that I refused to learn how to cook until I was, like, out of the house.
Really?
Like, I hated cooking up until I left the house.
And had to do it for a living to survive because you...
Well, and then
I
was like,
teach.
Wow, why the fuck did I do this? And I look at my arm, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
I got a tattoo over
that. That makes sense.
And I still don't bake to this day. That's
so
funny.
Old people choking on their turkey and nasty hand and limb injuries caused by people trying to get stones out of avocados. What is that? A stone?
On the
the
it's
middle?
A pit. It's a pit.
The
in
core?
The avocado, yeah.
How do you hurt yourself doing that?
They're soft.
You're idiots.
It's like a peach. Like when you... pop open a peach, it's got a seed in the middle.
Does that hurt you?
If you cut yourself with the... if you fucking stab it with your hand holding it...
Oh, no shit. If I take my lighter and instead of lighting my cigarette, I light my fucking
face.
Eye, it hurts. Oh, I wonder why. I need a warning label on my lighter.
Like, man. Seriously, it was... it reminds me of, like, picking up something off the stove and a server looking at me and going, isn't that hot? I'm like, what the
oh, my
fuck
buddy,
do you think?
My buddy Slice Your Face is back. What's up, dude?
What up, Slice Your Face?
Slice says, lol, I saw, like, a fat 20-year-old, like, 300 pounds, choking on a fork down their windpipe. Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Did you kick her in the face? Did you slice her
did
face?
Did you get some mouth-to-mouth?
Aw. others can turn up at accident and emergency with eye injuries from, are you ready for this?
This is just like pointing out the obvious shit. It's like...
but it happens. It happens
like, hey,
every day.
Stoves are hot. You know, don't eat chicken bones
tis
or turkey
the season,
bones.
Dude. Tis the fucking season. You think God would take better care to protect his people on the
people-
one... day a year that they're celebrating your life, Jesus.
Some people are just not gifted with common sense. You have any idea how many
no.
people don't know you have to cook poultry at 180 before
no.
you can eat it? That
no.
is fucking common sense.
No.
It's like,
get
oh,
out of
let
here.
Me pull that off the
that's
stove
a
with
myth.
My bare hands. Ow, that's hot. I wonder why.
That's an urban myth, dude. Salmonella doesn't
fire
exist.
Hot? No, I don't.
That's the man and the pharmaceutical companies trying to keep us down, man.
That's the man.
That's
don't
a
let the
myth.
Man get you down. Fight the man.
So,
Fire's cold.
How do you... Oh, my God. They get these eye injuries from poking themselves with Christmas tree branches while getting presents from under it. It's like a trap.
I figured it was like the put together the fake tree with the numbers. Because I had one of those, and like I would try to fucking match the number to the little, you know, thing on the post. And
that's so awesome, dude. Oh, man.
It was so fucked when I was done with it.
It's like the parents do that on purpose. They put the presents way under the trees, and then they're like, okay, kids, it's time. And the kids are retarded, so they're like, oh, my aunt, man. Just picture that the kid from that fucking Adult Swim show, not the Oblongs, but the other show with the retard-looking kids. Mm. And he's all just like, that's what it reminds me of. Never mind.
I hate it when you talk about cartoons and I can't figure out what it is.
Yeah, we need to school you more.
I love cartoons. It's ridiculous.
iUnit staff commonly see children suffering after poking themselves or others in the eye with new toys and glitter fragments in the eye from cards or craft activities. See, Keith was right. Glitter is hurting people. People are going to the fucking hospital because of glitter. And you know what? Another thing I need to say. This is why all your kids' toys suck now. Because we had cool fucking toys back in the day that were made of metal and that actually lasted.
They were solid.
But retard kids fucking hurt themselves with it. They're like, what's this? And they fucking... Now you don't get cool toys anymore. Done. Dry eyes from sleeping with eyes open after excess alcohol consumption is common.
Well, check this out. If you do get a cool toy now, give it a month, it'll be on recall.
Pretty much. Because China is trying to kill your retarded fucking kids for
with a
you.
A bunch of loose parts that they can choke
They're
on.
Like, oh, hey, here's some lead.
When we were kids, I think maybe one or two toys that I never got, but I saw in the news that were recalled.
Really?
Now, it's like, if you get a toy that has little pieces that come apart, it's recalled the month.
The Erato toy says, Castle Grayskull. I had the fucking Megatron diecast fucking gun shit, dude. Like, back when Transformers were badass before Michael Bay destroyed them.
You know what's
Michael
sad?
Bay? You fucked me, Michael Bay.
Are you done?
Twice. I'm anyway, never going to let that go, ever.
You know what's sad?
He better hope I never meet him.
Oh, God, shut up.
Michael Bay is sad.
I hate you. I'm done. you could go back to Walmart in layaway, and there's a giant bulletin board of shit.
Oh, yeah, I
recall.
Saw that when you were trying to get a job at Walmart.
Yeah, it's like, seriously? Because, like, you go to your friend's house that have kids, and you see that shit, like, laying on the floor.
Yeah,
and I'm just
like, it was like that, I think Tim did the story about the stroller that was cutting off people's fingers and shit.
And you just, like, if you, like...
like, really? That's your design engineer? Cool.
A friend of mine had a kid, and they had a fire engine in their house, and I saw that on recall, and I totally didn't even mention it, because I hated her kid, so... I was like, play with it. Poke your eye out.
Yeah, please.
Do the world a favor.
Feel free. Now you have a dumb blind kid. Cool.
Choke on the ladder.
I mean, it's not like he was going to do anything great anyways. Now he'll get on fucking government support.
Don't buy your child that has no idea what to fucking do with something.
No, do it.
A
and then
that
they
has
can
like removable parts. It's just
they're going to be
common
on well
sense, God damn it.
They're going to be on welfare anyways. You might as well just, you know, hurry the process a little more. Why not, right?
God give people with common sense
and
if you are real, please.
I have a question for the alcoholic. How the fuck do you sleep with your eyes open? I've never been that drunk. And I mean, granted, I don't drink that much.
I've done it twice.
You fall asleep with your eyes open. Like, I've nodded out on some fucking pills, but my eyes close every time. I don't get that.
I did it in class, though. It was like my eyes were like half open, and I was high as fuck, and pretend like I was reading a book and kind of looking down. So I don't know. Like, I've seen you in bed, like laying down sleeping, but your eyes are slit open.
But this is making it sound like totally like wide eyed, but sleeping. Like,
no, I don't think you can hold them wide the fuck open while
that's
you're
that's what I was wondering. Like, that sounds weird.
Like, I can understand doing like this, you know, like half fucking chink eyed and sleeping.
You racist.
Hey.
Anyway, that's pretty much it. The doctor's
ain't wide, it ain't right. Sorry.
The doctor says every Christmas, without fail, we see the same injuries caused by preparing and cooking the Christmas dinner.
Ooh, I might die tomorrow.
Maybe
I'm
you
excited.
Fat fucks should not do that so much.
Wait, I know how to cook. My
bad. Right. I can actually cut things without cutting myself.
Right.
And I can open the oven without burning my hand.
Mm,
It's taken me a while, but I'm getting real good at it.
I still grab shit right off the grill, but
that's so retarded. I don't understand.
It's so funny. I grab something off the grill and I'm sitting there cutting it, and the server looks at me and goes, "Oh my god, isn't that hot? I just want to fucking slap her." I'm like, "What the fuck do you think?"
Here's a couple good quotes. People are likely to burn themselves on the oven or cut themselves as they carve the turkey, especially if they've been drinking alcohol.
You hold the top of the turkey and you cut the side with the knife.
Maybe your not-alcoholic wife should be the one carving the turkey. You know what they should do?
They should get the thing you fucking... Get the...
The pumpkin carver
kids? No. It's to get the outside of the carrots off. I can't fucking remember what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like a scraper thing.
I like
thing.
Mine better.
No, wait. It's thin. They can just...
The pumpkin carver, dude. That's what they need.
I don't think you can really
scrape
yourself.
Why they had to make that. Are you tired of your kids cutting their fingers off when you're carving the turkey? Here's a retard-proof knife. Yay!
Hand them a Y-graded grater.
Retard-proof scissors and a retard-proof this and that. Like, our whole world is becoming retard-proof.
I watched a dude at Famous Dave's grate his knuckle off while grating cheese.
And that's
so funny.
Stupid. If people are looking after or hosting elderly people for Christmas dinner, it is important to take extra care of them. It seems like a basic thing, but someone will choke on a turkey over Christmas.
Hey.
It happens every single year, end quote.
Hey, learn how to cook better.
Learn how to digest your food, you fat fucking cows.
You know, do this like Christ. Chew 10 times or whatever till it's mush, then swallow.
All right, and we always have stories about this during the Christmas season. People dressed up in full Santa Claus gear, robbing banks, of course. This one was in, where is this?
Dude, we should totally dress up
Tennessee.
Like Santa
Nashville,
people.
Nashville, Tennessee, just after 10 a.m. at the SunTrust Bank. The thief described as a white male between 6 feet and 6'4".
And missing three of his front teeth.
Dressed as Kris Kringle and armed with a 9mm.
Wow.
Santa's packing in the picture. I'll put this on thejaml.com on the show notes.
Does he even look like
stuff.
A good Santa Claus? Or is
He's got Blues Brothers...
Hung over and dirty with like stains on his face?
It's a decent suit. He's got Blues Brothers sunglasses on.
Brown paper bag sticking out of the jacket.
Packing the 9mm. That's such a great picture of him. Oh, man.
I'm Santa, ho, ho, boom.
witnesses... Oh, that was awful. That was awful.
I know.
I liked my ho, ho, ho joke better when it had to do with hoes.
How about boom, boom, boom?
I don't know. witnesses said when two bank managers tried to get him to remove his sunglasses, that's when they said he pulled out the heat and started popping off rounds. Quote, it was a little unbelievable. He was actually jovial, which is scary. He explained that he was robbing the bank because, quote, Santa had to pay his taxes.
What?
I fucked that up. He says Santa had to pay his elves. I thought it said taxes.
Oh.
My eyes are hurt. From
Someone
all the
robbed
glitter.
My bank account. I need to pay the elves or nobody gets Christmas.
Did you guys? Oh my God.
You
did you hear?
Christmas, do you?
Did you hear the Sextastic Tuesday story from this Tuesday, from
Actually,
yesterday?
No. I'm like a week behind.
Let me
BB.
Give you a rundown. Santa fucks one of his female elves, rapes her.
Nice.
Mrs. Claus is in the other room. Forcing two elves to fist her because their little penis is so small.
Nice.
And she is fucking mean. Awesome story, though. Tim did a beautiful job with that one.
We should do a Christmas porno. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I'm done doing... No,
listen,
you listen to me. I'm done doing pornos with you.
You did one, and it was horrible.
And look what you did. You leaked it on the internet.
I didn't leak it. You talked about it on the show at a family.
Your twat was bleeding all over the fucking place. That's cool.
Anyway, what we should do is have a Christmas porno, tell Keith all about it, and never give it to him.
I'm in.
Well, you gotta be like, dude, I want $100 for it. And he says, okay, you agree. A month later, he's like, hey, where's that? And you're like, I lost
all in.
It.
Keith says, I'll fight Tim. We'll set it up like the Deuce and Spooky arm wrestling thing. It'll be you and Tim. A fight to the death.
You're a big, mean New Yorker. Please don't hurt my gay fucking
He's
guy.
A poor gay Ohio.
Please don't hurt my little fat fairy guy.
A poor
okay?
gay Midwesterner.
I love Tim. Fuck off.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, if I wake up one morning and there's not a fucking DV episode, it's not a goddamn holiday or a weekend, I'm going to fucking fly to New York and kick your tall ass.
Oh, shit, dude. She will fuck your shit up, dude.
I don't care if you're a foot taller than me.
She's
mean. You won't
mean.
Even see me coming.
She'll rip your balls off like this woman did. A Winona woman arrested Friday after she grabbed a man by his genitals and yanked hard enough for him to need stitches. Can you imagine yanking nuts so hard that you have to stitch them back together?
Wait a minute. That fucker just called me a midget. I'm an inch taller than Matt. Go fuck yourself. You're abnormally short.
You.
I'm normal.
I'm half Mexican, half Spanish, or half Italian. I'm supposed to be short.
I know Mexican 6 foot tall with a beer gut, but whatever. Fuck you, Keith. I'm 5'7". That's normal for a chick.
She's tall on the inside where it counts.
You should see me wear heels and hug Matt. It's hilarious.
Could you imagine, though, grabbing some nuts and just ripping them? Like, literally, dude, ripping them open.
It kind of reminds me of, like, the random nut kicker.
She was 54 years old, dude.
Oh, shit.
That's fucked up. That's some
She
fury.
Had, like, a two-marriage set of rage going
ask
on
me
there.
Why I don't like fake nails. That's why, because they rip nuts open.
That's some pent-up frustration,
that's
though. If she's
fucked
that
up.
Old, that's like a couple failed marriages.
That's menopause
divorce things.
On top of 5 years leading up to it of no sex. No full sex at all.
Found out her man was cheating on her and just... Ah!
Sheila Mae Baker, of course she has three names, 54, is referred to the Winona County Attorney's Office for possible charges of domestic assault, third-degree assault, and... interfering with a 911 call. The dude was calling 911 when she ripped his nuts off.
Oh my
that
God.
Sucks, dude. This is Christmas time.
Motherfucker, go ahead. Call 911. I'll rip your balls out your ass.
Like, he was probably like, shit,
whatever.
You ain't gonna rip my balls out. He's like, 911. Hello, 911 emergency. Yeah, I'd like to report. Oh, my nuts!
Not to be racist or anything, but what ethnicity is she?
Sheila Mae Baker. She denied grabbing the man, telling officers he cut himself. He was emo, dude. He cut himself.
Oh, God.
Baker bailed herself out of jail Saturday. When contacted by the news, she reiterated that no, she did not grab the man, but yes, she did hit him in the nuts in self-defense. Quote, I did not grab him by his testicle, she said. I need him. Not like, honey, I love you, I need you, but like, my knee to your nuts, I need him. Okay, are we clear? Are we clear?
I'm
not
clear.
Like I'm kneading dough, like with a roller. Okay, are we clear?
I got it.
Police were called at 10:01 p.m. Friday to the residence for a report of domestic disturbance. When they arrived, they spoke to a man who was wearing a t-shirt, crying his fucking eyes out in a underwear. That's weird. The man pulled down his underwear and showed them a large tear on his genitals. Like, hey, you ever seen one of these? Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. I would have killed that bitch, dude.
How old was the guy?
I don't give a shit what happened. I would have ripped her fucking head off, dude. That hurts so bad.
How old was the guy?
Were
they like the same age? Or?
I would imagine. It doesn't say. Well. The man said Baker and he had been arguing that evening and he had been trying to stay out of her way. Try harder next time, dude. He was in the kitchen when she came in, grabbed him by the nuts, pulled and jerked.
Oh, God.
Not what I had in mind when I said, you want to jerk me off. Not at all. And he went to the hospital where he received stitches for the tear.
I wonder how many stitches
and
he had.
Having,
like, how far did it rip?
That's what I'm thinking.
Did she stretch cords that connect to the balls, you know? Like, did he get damage done there?
And having personally had stitches in my dick area, I couldn't imagine them on my nuts, dude. My nuts are so much more sensitive.
That's your Achilles heel, man.
I know, dude. Like, they're just hanging there.
I have never been so pissed off to actually hit a guy in the nuts.
That's like, fucked up, dude. Like, I'm not into hitting women unless they're being bitches. But, dude, your nuts, that's fucked
it
up.
It takes a lot
that's
to
fucked
piss me
up.
Off. And I will go for your face before I go for your nuts. If you swing back, then it's the nuts.
McNally says he busted a nut. No, she busted a nut, but all right.
Oh, snap.
That fucking sucks, dude. All right, and the last story for tonight. This is for you. a boy in Citronella. Citronella, Alabama.
Alabama.
Alabama. Good
I
old Southern Bellboy.
Alabama. I went to that gas station. That lady looked real great. She gave me a buttered corn dog.
Let me tell you guys, I'm glad you guys could hear that. She does that when we're fucking, and it freaks me fuck out, dude. Something crazy.
You try being raised down there and listen to those fuckers. It's horrible.
11-year-old boy crushed to death when an 84-ton woman
sat on him.
Fell on
yes!
him. No, an 84-ton slab
Damn
of
it.
Rock fell on him.
Would have been better if it was a woman.
What are you doing that an 84-ton, like, I'm talking a bold 84 tons, dude. That's a lot of pounds, right? Like,
yeah, you think?
No, I'm telling you, that's a lot of pounds. What are you doing that falls on you? Like, how do you move that?
You're standing underneath it going, huh?
Huh? How'd that get up there? Oh,
I don't get it.
That's awful.
I don't understand.
Fell on him. The accident happened while the boy and two other children were playing underneath the rock. See, the rock should have had a warning label.
You know what? This is how.
Should have had a warning label.
This is how I kind of think that there could be a God.
Sometimes.
Retroactive abortions right there. I fucked up. You know what? That's going to break. Boom. Done.
This could have been prevented with a warning label. That's all I'm saying.
There's a giant thing hanging here.
My question is, do you think they smelled what the rock was cooking?
How old? God damn it. That was so lame.
That was awful.
How old was the kid?
11.
11? Dude, you fucking... You know. 11 years old. My head was always up. I'm like, what is that shit?
What is that shit?
I don't get it. Why do birds fly?
Why is this
guy... I don't get it.
Right?
It was a dead bird. Where?
That makes
sense.
You
know, it's like...
Fire rescue, along with several other rescue agencies, were called to the scene immediately. According to the fire chief, he said he was the first on the scene.
Dead kid.
What?
People just rush for dead kids. It's like,
I know,
ridiculous.
He's dead. He'll be there a while. He's under an 84.
Some dude's choking at a restaurant that's like 54. Nobody gives a fuck.
Dude.
A child gets hurt. It's like, oh, fuck.
He's under an 84-pound or 84-ton rock. He's not going anywhere.
That's hilarious.
I thought so. quote, of course, he was covered in dirt from where he fell. He said the rock had moved and knocked him out of the way, but got on top of his friend. This is his friend telling what happened. When Simpson and his team arrived, he said they did not hear or see the boy. Quote, when we got here, the rock was intact. The kid's shoes were by the rock and cap. There was no sign of him. We tried to dig around the rock ourselves to see anything of him, but we couldn't find anything. It completely destroyed him.
That is awesome, dude.
I thought you'd like that.
As a pancake type deal.
Yep.
The only way that could be any funnier is I saw...
Can I finish real quick? After the rock was moved, they dug all around it, finally brought in a bunch of shit.
I would pay money to see what that looks like.
They moved the rock and found his body. He was declared dead at the scene.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, way to earn that paycheck, Morgue guy.
Thank you, God, for your retroactive
abortion. Jesus
Christ, dude. He's like, dude, this guy's 11 years old. He doesn't know how to fucking look up yet. I'm done.
Do you think, though, the cop was like, so, cause of death?
Bludgeoning by giant rock.
Yeah. That's
stupidity.
Crazy, dude.
Obliviousness, I guess.
The only thing left from the 84-ton boulder are giant pieces of rock. Workers had to crush the huge slab in order to reach the boy. Why destroy a perfectly good rock? The kid's dead.
Anyway.
What do you need it for?
The only way this could possibly be funnier
is I saw a
news story about a teenager who was trying to impress some girl and sat in a thing of cement while it was drying to impress her or whatever. And he wanted to get out. Because it was starting to, like, get hard. He couldn't fucking move anymore. But he waited too long.
As cement tends to do.
Right. He waited too long and he couldn't get out. And so the girl was, like, embarrassed about him and went to the police and got the people to come out there, dude. He almost fucking died, dude. They had to, like, chisel him out.
See? You should have fucking had a warning label. A warning label would have prevented that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, concrete's dry. And as it's trying to dry, it's soaking up all of his moisture. And there's no way he could get an IV to him to give him any kind of...
That sucks, dude,
and they took
the
plate off of his chest, and he went into, like, cardiac arrest because there was so much pressure. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, that will happen.
That will
happen. See, girls just... I bet you he's gay now. Like, fuck trying to impress girls. They're bitches.
Get
me killed.
I'll give you that. I will definitely give you that.
That's so stupid. Why would you do that?
All right. Well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
Who's the only podcast that's doing a show on Christmas?
These guys. What's up? That's because no one loves us.
Yeah, it's okay.
So, yeah, we will be doing
it's
a show.
Real dedication, goddammit.
That's right. We don't do that. We're trying to catch up to Keith and the girl. We figure they take enough days off that if we never take a day off in about, 15 years, we'll have more episodes than them.
Well, once he tries to kick Timmy's ass and I put him in the hospital, that'll give us about a month to get on it.
You're going
to
be missing more than those shows.
Keith is going to be intensive care for a while.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Thank you to Keith Malley for letting us interview him finally. I appreciate that. That was really cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love his voice.
Coming, hanging out with us on Wednesday night. We will be back Friday night, Christmas night. If you guys want to come hang out for a show, we'll be here doing it.
If your life is that sad, you have absolutely nothing to do, come hang out with us.
That's right. Or just listen to the podcast. All that shit's at thejamhole.com. You can always email us info@thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. Leave us a message. Follow us on Twitter, thejamhole.com/Twitter/Danny. That's her Twitter. thejamhole.com/Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stumble, all that shit. It's at
thejamhole.com. It's all right there. And it's not hard to navigate.
/live. If you can read words, you can navigate the site. You'll figure it out. Other than that, we will talk to you guys Friday.
Later. Holla.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.